Salaamu alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In this session, we are analyzing the third statement that Imam Ali alayhi salam makes in the fourth hikmah of Nahjul Balagha, where he says, وَالْآدَابُ حُلَلٌ مُجَدَّدَةٌ. Good manners are ever fresh and unfading adornments. Hulal is the plural form of hilya, which refers to the new clothes that one wears in celebration and special occasions. In this sentence, Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that good manners are like beautiful clothes that are always new and attractive and never get old and worn out. And the person adorned by such a clothing is generally welcome everywhere. Whereas those who have not attained good manners, society tends to reject and despise them. Researching the word al-adab, manner, in the narrations, we have encountered two meanings for it. One is the meaning of a means to grow of talent. Imam Ali alayhi salam in the Hikmah 113 says, La miratha kal adab. There is no inheritance more valuable than adab. If you want to leave an inheritance for your children, leave them with something that gives them a growth in talent, so their future would be guaranteed. Or Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Addibu awladakum lighayri zamanikum. Educate your children for a time other than your own. In other words, educate them in such a way that they have the means to grow their talents so they can be valuable in future time. The other meaning, which is more popular, is that adab is that quality, that attitude, which if one has, he would understand his mistakes and he will correct them without needing to be reminded and admonished. There is a narration where a number of Sahaba were sitting in the Masjid al-Nabi, discussing women and their characteristics. And Imam Kazim alayhi salam was also present, but not taking part in the conversation while the others were engaging in their heated discussion. When they fell silent, he said, the best woman is the one who has these three. First, intellect. Second, manner, which is adab. And third, being enticing. And Imam describes having adab as follows. فَلَسْتَ تَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ أَن تَأْمُرَ وَلَا تَنْهَىٰ. She who does not need to be ordered to good deeds or forbidden from evil. Imam continues by saying that the one who has all three is the best one, but some have the adab, manners, who you don't need to tell them what to do and what not to do. But some, they don't have either of those two, but are enticing, and you enjoy their company, so you endure their mistakes. However, unfortunate is that person whose wife has none of these three qualities. So in this part of Hikmah, we can conclude that one who has adab is one who has the means to grow his potential and who doesn't need to be constantly reminded to do good and not commit evil. And such a person is always welcome by others, and his company is desired in society. In the same way that a person dressed in a magnificent clothes that never get old and worn out would be welcome and desired. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.